With over a million people joining a gym each year, here at the YMCA lies a community that may go unnoticed. After a few weeks of living here, I finally get the nerve to check out this unexplored part of Marion, Ohio. As I walk up to the YMCA, I wonder what adventure awaits on the other side of those doors. My thoughts get interrupted when I see a big gray boulder with the words, Young Men's Christian Association, carved on it. Naturally, this pops into my head. I am reassured that this place can't be too bad if there's a catchy song written about it. As I open the doors, I am greeted by a cheerful-looking staff member, and as I walk down the hall, I can see the members of my new community through their glass wall cages. My first goal is to find a place where I can mark my territory. This place is called the Woman's Locker Room, and I put my keys and jacket into a gray metal locker, securing it with a small black master's lock. Now that I've established a safe spot, I continue with my exploration. On the other side of the locker room doors, I can hear the sounds of people swimming in the local watering hole. I'm not much of a water person, so I continue down the hallway. Along the path, there are a group of men getting ready to play basketball, but I'm only interested in the large glass wall cage that I passed on my way in. With my headphones in place, I am armed with my iPod and I go inside this cage. And then I start to worry if I'll be accepted into this group. At my previous gym, I was one of the regulars who went every day at the same time and could spot any newcomers that wanted to be a part of this morning workout group. I quickly make my way to an open treadmill and start to notice the group around me. In one corner, there are a group of young teenage boys wearing leftover scraps of material that once was a t-shirt with their football logo on the front. Not too far from them are a group of girls going through the motions of exercise, but seem to be more interested in watching the guys work out with the free weights. There on the elliptical, I spot the fitness fashion models. I can't help but think of the Nike commercial.
The one at the gym who was always staring at my legs. She was like a size 2. A cat could have worn her workout bra as a collar. One day she was staring at them again, and I was looking at her waistline and thinking, that's so unfair.
And I can't help but be envious of the results of their time and commitment to their fitness program. As I glance outside the window, I can see the parking lot fill up with a lunchtime crowd. Part of this group are the businessmen, who are easily recognized by their long beige trench coats, suits, and a serious expression, probably thinking of the work they left behind and the more that will be waiting for them when they return. Scattered throughout this cage, I see some of the seniors of the community, just enjoying the time and conversation with each other. As I'm ending my workout, I've realized that we all have our own reasons for coming to the Y. We all want to get fit and stay healthy, but I think it may also be the sense of community one can experience while being here. Music can help us to transition stress into a good sweat, or it can be the musical encouragement to finish the last 10 minutes of the hill climbing program on the treadmill. Or, for us newcomers, a buffer to protect us until we feel more comfortable in our new jungle. So as the song recommends,
what an amazing time, what a family, how did the years go by, now it's only me.
Now welcome to my jungle.